Let's go to Comic-Con. I think Father Robert Ballasier is standing by. Robert?
Leo, Flo, thank you so very much. We are here at the Silicon Valley Comic-Con in San Jose, California, for the very first ever con in the Silicon Valley, the Bay Area. Now, this con is absolutely packed. This was not what we expected. This is a first-year con. Normally, it takes time for them to gather speed. But because of the star power of Woz and because of the star power of Stan Lee, this is packed from top to bottom. Now, over the last couple of hours, we've seen a little bit of everything that represents the culture of Comic-Con. Yeah, we've seen our share of Jedis and Stormtroopers and the characters that you know and love from video games. In fact, that's one of my favorite aspects of a Comic-Con. If you are a geek, if you live the geek lifestyle, you get to walk around the floor and you find characters that maybe you recognize from an obscure movie, an obscure game, and it gives you just that extra warm fuzzy. Now, it's not all about fuzzies. We've seen technology make the jump from the Game Developers Conference here to Silicon Valley Comic Con. In fact, right over there, right behind us, is the Virtual Reality Pavilion, where they have several designers who, well, they take their inspiration from comics and from comic book movies, have turned that experience into VR content. And that's what we're really looking for. Also, Google is in that corner with their new offering of shorts, animated shorts mostly, for VR headsets. So if you have a VR headset, be it Google Cardboard or Samsung VR or even the upcoming PlayStation VR, know that Google's working hard to make sure you have something to watch. Now, beyond that, Comic-Con really is about star power. And towards the back of the hall, we will have everyone from William Shatner to Andy Weir to Adam Savage to the cast of Firefly, Back to the Future. So this really is an all-you-can-eat geek buffet. I can't tell you enough what it's like to be standing on the floor. I think the people who are watching right now need to check out Twit's Silicon Valley Comic-Con special, because there you will see, as the poet wrote, that a road diverged at Comic-Con, and I took the one less traveled by an Ewok, a Jedi, and a Wookiee. I'm Father Robert Ballasier from the Silicon Valley Comic-Con. Back to you, Leo and Flo, in the studio.
I like Robert's cosplay there. I think he looks like Father Nemo from, you know, like 20,000 Priests Under the Sea or something. I don't know exactly what he's up to. Have you ever done cosplay?
Yes, I have.
Okay, fess up. Who were you?
Gaming cosplay. I did American McGee's Alice.
Oh, I love that game.
Yeah, and this was many years ago.
Did you have blood dripping down? I mean,
no,
she
I had blood over
vicious.
The apron. I sewed the dress all my own. I had my ex-boyfriend's mother help me. It was quite a feat.
What a great game that was.
It was such a great game.
It was. Was it only PC? I can't remember. I think it was.
I do not remember. They had a sequel that was not.
No, it's kind of like a fantasy role-playing game.
Yeah, yeah.
You were Alice. No, were you Alice?
Yes,
you were.
Yeah.
And
she went crazy.
And Wonderland was nuts.
Yeah.
And but there was puzzles. It was really,
really,
really wonderful.
Good.
American
really
McGee
good.
Really did a great job with that. I think every once in a while I hear about people saying, "Oh, we should get that back," or "We should do another sequel."
Mm-hmm.
Great! Wow, that was a fun memory. See, okay, I can go for dressing up as Alice. I would have been the Mad Hatter on that one.